I am Oscar Ruiz. I am an agronomist with Waypoint Analytical. We offer agricultural analyses for growers. We came to this event to speak specifically about soil testing and plant tissue analysis.
How important is soil testing?
Soil testing is very important. It gives you a baseline for your general soil fertility at the beginning of your cropping cycle. Based on that soil report, you could gauge approximately what your fertility program is going to be like for the season. So you could gauge whether or not you need lime. You could gauge how much potassium, phosphorus, or micronutrients or secondary nutrients you may need.
And you also learn the pH of your soil, correct?
That's right. If the pH is not right, then all of those nutrients you apply are for naught. You are making poor, efficient use of those nutrients if your pH is not. So what we learn from the soil report is the pH and how much of a certain amendment, specifically lime, if your pH is low, to add to the soil.
You all recommend consistency, same time of year, same depth, same location in the growth.
Exactly. You want to stay, consistency is the key. At different times during the year, nutrients, pHs may fluctuate across different depths. You may have differences in accumulation or stratification of those nutrients around the same place, because there is variability in the field. You want to keep to the same areas, and that's where maybe GPS can come in very handy.
If a guy has a 100-acre grove, how many samples should he take, or cores, I think you call them, to mix together and send to you all?
There are several approaches. Some people, which I don't recommend, would make one sample out of that 100-acre field, but you know as well as I do that there's going to be variability across the field. Also, those different sections may be managed differently because they may be split up into blocks. So the grower should probably look at different ways of sampling. One, he could sample according to blocks, the size of the blocks. Some people do it in a grid fashion where each sample represents a 2.5-acre grid, a 5-acre grid. The standard is more 2.5. Also, you take into consideration the uniformity across the field. You may want to group certain blocks together or certain areas together and call those zones, management zones. Yeah, so there's different approaches, but I would not recommend the sampling of such a large area into one sample.
What is the cost of a sample?
Well, our basic test is $8, and that includes pH, buffer pH, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium. It gives you a calculated cation exchange capacity, base percent saturation. If you want recommendations, fertility recommendations, it could also provide those.
You can base those on University of Florida recommendations, correct?
Absolutely. The University of Florida now uses Malic 3. We use Malic 3. We also do Malic 1 extractions. We can also provide Malic 1 recommendations. But if the grower or the consultant needs University of Florida recommendations, we can provide those University of Florida recommendations.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.